These are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Kevin McDonald. And we're going to be talking about a video called Sheltering in Place. Now, why is anybody worried about sheltering in place? Well, I'll tell you why you should be thinking about the very real possibility of America and our homeland coming under direct attack. And that is because our leaders are dedicated to the concept of bringing democracy to the world, part of a plan that's been around for 3,000 years. And if you have never read the book, The Secret Destiny of America, you should read it. Now, we do not list this in our catalog. Why? Because it was written by a Satanist, a man named Manly P. Hall, one of the most powerful people in the world, a man who was capable of astral projection, who had unlimited funds, who spent of the 1930s, traveling the world, accumulating, and putting together all of the esoteric knowledge. And you'll find it at the Philosophical Research Foundation in Southern California. You'll even, of course, if you get the video of Riddles in Stone, secret architecture of our nation's capital, you'll see the interviews with the man who runs the Philosophical Research Foundation, and he will tell you that, of course, the major function is to bring democracy to the world, which explains why our leaders keep wanting to bring democracy to the world instead of the Republican form of government that we at one time had in America, which is the basis of our heritage of freedom, which is progressively eroded to replace our republic with a democracy. And democracy is really a key word for a ruling elite, because, of course, you can fix elections. Once you take the chains off of government, well, it's only a matter of time before you put the chains on the people. Our voting machines are corrupt. We know that time after time elections are stolen. We have a ruling elite that controls both political parties and sneers at how stupid the common people are to really believe there's a difference between the policies of the Republicans and the Democrats. Well, be that as it may, we're headed towards a war with Iran. It's only a matter of time, and if we go to war with Iran, you have to be foolish not to believe that there are going to be repercussions, because we will have gone to war with the whole of the Islamic world. And believe me, with 1.25 billion Muslims and a significant part of a number of Muslims in America, a certain number of these will identify with their religion rather than with our country. And we are laying the foundation for bringing terror to our nation, and the same sort of terror that exists in Iraq today may well soon exist in America. So you need to know how to protect yourself, how to protect your family. Is it a possibility of chemical, nuclear, and biological warfare? I'm convinced there is. After all, I'm convinced that Saddam Hussein did have weapons of mass destruction, and all you need to do is go up on the internet and Google in Saddam weapons of mass destruction, WMD, in Syria, and you'll find out that there are literally thousands of reports of those weapons being moved to Syria, but you're never going to read that in the controlled media. And of course, I believe that those weapons were in the hands of terrorists, specifically biological and chemical weapons. They're aimed at Israel today. That's why they took the gas mask away from the Israeli citizens, so they would have no defense from a chemical or biological attack. And that's why you out there in the audience should be very, very concerned. And what sort of attack? I'm not certain. But I do know that if God is just, his justice will not sleep forever. And he is going to bring his judgment on this country because of what we've done morally and because we're allowing our scientists to destroy God's genetic code. And now we're implanting animal genes in humans and human genes in animals and all sorts of terrible things. But be that as it may, what do you do if we were under attack for whatever reason? Are you prepared? Do you know what to do? Well, Kevin McDonald, our guest this morning, has spent a great deal of time thinking about that and putting together a movie which every one of you should get. And we are carrying it because we think it's important. Kevin, how did it happen that you decided to put together a video about what Americans should do in case America came under attack?
Well, how are you? Hello, Stan.
Hi, how you doing? I mean, what motivated you to want to put together this video?
Well, basically, I'm a father and I'm a grandfather, and I looked at my sweet, innocent kids, and I thought, you know, this is a really ugly world. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go wrong, and pretty seriously wrong. And I had the opportunity to experience a meeting with Wayne LeBaron, who's a health physicist, and he basically had developed a program that would teach you how to use your home as a shelter against any one of these incidences. And for years, I was under the impression that there wasn't anything you can do. I'm part of that generation that grew up with the idea that, you know, the nuclear winter, and, you know, that there just isn't anything you can do. And I think a lot of people have that impression. And when I heard Wayne speaking about the method for sheltering in place and how to filter the air in your home, and it really gave me some hope. And I thought, you know, this is something that really needs to be in a video. And my background is in the entertainment industry. It's where I basically grew up. I have fairly extensive knowledge about, you know, creating things like this. I thought, you know, I need to create this because people need this. Plus, they need it to be simplified. I know that the way that we're taught some of this stuff is they go into a great deal of detail about the science behind it. Well, most of us aren't interested in the science behind it. We just want to know what to do. And so when I went to Wayne and we talked about the idea of making the video, I just said, Wayne, it's got to be basic. I don't want to understand the time, distance, and mass concept. I want to know step one, step two, and step three what to do.
And that's what you did. You put together a very, very simple video, but a very important video. To tell everyone in this country exactly what to do before it happens.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden. In the last 3 years, I've released 3 Messianic Praise and Worship CDs, In His Hands, Holy Places, and Worship and Warfare. Lord has blessed and they have sold worldwide. They're now available through the Voice of Many Waters Ministry for only $15 each plus $2 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245 to place your order today. Shalom.
Join survival expert Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival for a special day, Sunday, September 9th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Get your questions answered and find the best supplies available. Every purchase of $100 or more from now until the 9th enters you in a drawing for a free $324 Big Berkey water purification system. Ferris Survival is located at 3366 South Broadway in Englewood. That's 3366 South Broadway in Englewood, 866-781-0343.
Here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Kevin McDonald. We're talking about a video that he has put together. Now, Wayne LeBaron's a fascinating gentleman. I've talked to him. He's a health physicist, but he's worked as a health officer in Utah for 20 years. But he has been there during many of the nuclear experiments. He's had radiation illness himself because of his proximity to some of the radiation testing. He knows of what he speaks, and he's thought this thing through, and we will be interviewing him, hopefully to put together his material in a four-tape set. But in addition, you need to see the video, because it's very simple. You've seen it. You know if something happens, what you're going to do, and certainly you don't get duct tape and plastic and put yourself into an airtight room where, of course, you're going to soon suffocate. But you need to think ahead of time about it, and it's not so frightening once you've thought about it. And that's really, I think, the beauty of this video. Would you agree with that, Kevin?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, tell our listeners out there listening, you know, across Colorado, across the world, really what they're going to learn if they watch the video.
Well, basically, the video is going to walk you step by step through the process of knowing what to do, what to have on hand. In other words, where to locate in your home, how to filter the air in your home, some of the items that you'll need. There are a few specialty items that you need to have on hand. You need to have potassium iodate, which is a thyroid blocker against the effects of fallout. You need to have a small rad meter. We even discussed the different types of rad meters that are out there, and we're going to be expanding upon that even more here right away. We talk to you about how much food you need to have on hand, and how much water. Water is the most important thing. In fact, the story I love to tell is that we had somebody in the Katrina, Louisiana, in the Katrina storm, that had seen the video, and they said the first thing that came to mind was the section of the video on water. They essentially started telling everybody to start filling their bathtubs and their sinks and every pot and pan that they had in the house, and they had enough water to get them through quite a few days. In fact, their home became the central hub for all the young mothers that were nursing and that needed, milk for their formula for their babies, because they had enough water to help them out. And, you know, these are extremely important details, especially water. Water is just fundamental. I mean, you can kind of get by without a lot of things, but you can't get by without water very long. And the other thing, too, that we really wanted to do is we wanted to get away with the old civil defense mentality. We wanted people to have more of a hopeful experience with this, because it is hopeful. You know, if you have the right attitude about this, this can be a very positive experience. And if you can get your neighbors on board, it can be an extremely positive experience. And it increases the potential for all of us to get back on our feet and get going again. This is the most important thing. I was very driven by the idea that, you know, I've got grandchildren out there, and my children needed this information as well. And so this is why we put a lot of effort into this.
And the things are really very, very simple, and you don't need a lot of things, you know, but you need certain basic things. and you need to think of it beforehand, because believe me, once something happens, you're not going to be able to run down to the store and pick up what you need. But they're not expensive items, and you don't need an expensive filtering system, you know, it costs you thousands of dollars and relies upon electricity to function. And this has been thought through for you. And certainly people, you know, don't like to realize that we live in an uncertain world. We live in a fallen world. Terrible things happen to good people unnecessarily. And so if you've thought it through ahead of time, you've seen the video, it's simply 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you need the things on hand. Yes, you need some duct tape, but you know how to use it. And so
right.
Basically, what how do you respond to people who say, well, you know, we're going to get duct tape and plastic just like Michael Chertoff tells us and seal off the room?
Well, it's important to know exactly how to do that because obviously they didn't give us enough information. They didn't give us any information.
They sure didn't.
That was one of the things that really frustrated me because we were at a crucial point there where people, I think, were more receptive and needed to or wanted that information. But essentially nothing was forthcoming after that statement, you know, go out and get duct tape and plastic.
Right.
And, you know, you think about the two families back east that wrapped their homes in plastic and duct taped them. You know, this is a death trap.
Sure.
You need to know that when you're using plastic and duct tape, that there are specific instances and certain time frames that you have to deal with. You're not going to be in there for a long period of time if you're talking about a chemical incident. You need to have a radio on hand so that at least your local EMS professionals hopefully will be letting you know what's going on and can tell you that it's time to come out. We tell you in the video that it's important that you have at least 10 by 10 square feet for each individual because you're not going to be in there forever. You're going to use up all that oxygen. You know, it's important that you have some items on hands like the cotton masks and even an NBC mask if you can get your hands on one. These are not long-term solutions. They're basically short-term solutions, and you need to be able to learn how to use your home as a long-term solution. You know, everything varies. I mean, you could be dealing with something from 3 days, from a few hours to 3 days to possibly even several months. And you need to think about this. This is important. You know, even Mike Leavitt, the Director of Health and Human Services, has said that there's a real distinct possibility you could be in your home as long as 6 months. You know, how many people are prepared for that? I doubt very many people are prepared for that. And we need to start dealing with this realistically. We need to realize that we live in a world where there are pathogens out there that can kill us, but there are ways to deal with that. If you know exactly what you're dealing with, you can prevent, you can increase your odds of survival substantially if you know what to do.
And if one time Americans were resourceful, one time Americans used to think of, how can I take care of myself and my family? Today the attitude is, why didn't the government get down to New Orleans sooner and do something for those people? Well, they did.
Right.
They were there doing everything they could to block help from getting in. People came in with airboats. They wanted to go into New Orleans to rescue the people. People wouldn't let them in. People there were with motorboats from the bayous, and FEMA wouldn't let them in. People were there with supplies, with ice, with food, and FEMA wouldn't let them in. People were there with helicopters and wanted to help. FEMA wouldn't allow that. The government was in charge. There's no way that they could have done more harm when the government was there. There are very effective treatments for radiation illness, which was developed, suggested by the government, by a company that invested several $100 million of their own money. And the government, even though it would cost very little money to get this actually developed and available, the government has said, well, we'll wait till the attack comes, and then we'll give the company encouragement to go ahead and begin producing it. And if you ever saw the interview on 60 Minutes, interestingly, always shown once but never again, and the amazed interviewer said to the representative of the military or the government, well, why would you wait until there's an attack to make supplies available? By then, tens of millions of Americans would be dead. How could you justify that when it would cost so little money to develop, you know, to actually begin manufacturing the products? And the fellow said, well, that's official government policy. We're going to wait until the attack occurs. Why would they do that? Maybe for the same reason they're taking the gas masks available away from the Israeli people. Maybe there's a different agenda. So my suggestion is think about yourself and your children, and think about how you're going to protect yourself. And the information is readily available, but you're never going to hear about it from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Brian Williams. And here's a good place to start, sheltering in place. We'll tell you more as we go through this, but we will be having Wayne LeBaron on. And Wayne has thought this through. Unfortunately, very, very few people are getting the information out. Although this video, now, has this video moved fairly well, Kevin?
In some ways it has. We've actually started moving into to Sam's Club. Which has been good. It's been an interesting experience. We've kind of had angels and devils working, you know, angels working for us and devils working against us. We've had executives who have seen the video and realized that people need this information, have gone out of their way to do all they can to help us to start getting it out to more people, and then we've had executives in the same companies who fight it tooth and nail, and it's largely because they're embarrassed. They think in the terms of the old survivalism mentality. You know, they don't want that, and we try to convince them that that's not the case here. That we're using a whole different approach with a positive message, and that everybody needs this information, but. It's been an amazing experience. We have dealing with Department of Homeland Security has been quite a revelation.
Well, tell us a little bit about it, because I know you've tried to work with them. I mean, they're the people who are supposedly going to protect us. They're building the concentration camps. They have a $385 million a year contract with Halliburton or one of their subdivisions. As soon as there's a problem to start getting these concentration camps, you know, and actually with a 4-year renewal on their, on that contract, $385 million a year just to stand by to be ready to build those camps and have them up in no time at all. It makes you really feel good to know what the real solution is. Why would they want to build concentration camps in America? Well, go ahead. What happened when you were dealing with Homeland Security? Because they obviously have lots of money if they can give Halliburton $385 million a year for not building the camps just to be ready to build them. And why put all that money out unless you knew something was going to happen?
Well, and that's it. I mean, they do know something that is going to happen, and they're reacting in that fashion. I mean, they're definitely preparing a place for them to basically live in a protective environment. I mean, they're definitely looking at things as though we could have some serious worst case scenarios happen here. They don't look at the public with a very positive attitude. They typically see the public as being they don't give us a whole lot of credit for intelligence. And there is a great deal of arrogance there. I know I'm probably putting words in their mouths, but I was deeply disturbed by their attitude towards the public. They're elitists. Most of them are attorneys. The people who are in charge.
Hang on there, Kevin. We'll be back in just a minute. Kevin's worked with the people from Office of Homeland Security. Understand how they look upon you and I. We'll be right back.
Law. You can protect your valuables while you are at home, and Liberty Safe will protect your guns, coins, and paper goods while you are away. Go to Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, your Liberty Safe dealer, and get a safe to suit your needs. They also carry firearms, have an indoor shooting range, and shooting instruction so you can take advantage of the new, improved Make My Day law. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Liberty Safe, helping to protect your valuables, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Dan, our guest this morning, Kevin McDonald, has put together a great video which we carry and which we hope all of you will want to get if you don't have it. And we think it's very important. And of course, there is an elite who look upon us common people as expendable. There are too many of us. We're using up all the natural resources of the planet. We're living too well. We've got to live at a lower level. And the world would be better off if there just weren't so many people. That's why we hear so much about overcrowding, overpopulation, population explosion, population bomb. And, of course, your job is to be resourceful and to understand that you are a unique individual made in the image and likeness of God, as is every member of your family. And your job is to try to learn how to survive in a world where there really are angels and devils, where there really are evil people, and there really are people who are targeting much of the world to be destroyed in what I believe is a very imminent Holocaust. Well, Kevin, before we go on, would you like to get your website out? Now, we do carry your video. We carry the book, Nuclear War Survival Skills, and information on the little kit that tells you how to make your own radiation meter, but you may have some other material you'd like to talk about. Would you like to get your website or telephone number or anything out?
Sure. Our website is www.shelteringinplace.com. And remember to put the ING on the end of shelter.
Right.
Shelteringinplace.com. And, you know, you can come there. But, however, we want to encourage people to buy the DVD from you because we need you continuing to do what you're doing. And that's important to us. There's a great deal of knowledge out there. The problem is that we have information overload, and that's why we did the DVD the way we did it because of the information overload. You can sit down and you can garner in all the information about fallout and all the information about chemical and biological incidences you really can pretty much just burn yourself out going through that. We want you to get those things, but we also want you to be prepared. And so in a more focused effort, we've put this all together in one video that's very simplified. Your kids can watch it. In fact, we've had numerous letters from mothers who first started watching the DVD thinking, you know, that they weren't going to let their children see it. 5 minutes into the video, they realized their children can see it. They'll restart it, bring it back, bring all the kids in and restart it, and let them watch it. And we've had letters from mothers who said that, you know, their children are like, okay, well, you know, 10-year-old kids who said, you know, what can we do, Mom? You know, can we get started on this? How can we get this done? You know, and so, it's not frightening. It's for the whole family. It actually is really good to get the whole family on board because the more hands, the lighter the work. I mean, when an incident happens, you kind of want to have family members assigned to do different things, like maybe one family member that goes through the home and they're filling up the bathtub and they're filling up the kitchen sink and the pots and the pans. You know, one family member that's bringing you know, your big Tupperware containers that have, you know, some games and the food into a more central area of the home. One family member who is filtering the windows, who's taping, using the duct tape and the cotton material to filter the air in the windows. And, you know, and essentially just going through and securing the home. The more hands that you have that can do that, the faster you can get into place. And this is really important. We've learned from Wayne's, from his experience in working with this over the years, that, you know, by simply getting people indoors, their survival potential goes up 80%. And, that's crucial information. Most people don't even know that simple information. There was a city back in the Midwest, I believe, that had a chlorine gas accident that pretty much consumed the whole of the small town. And just quite by accident, the news people told people to stay in their homes. Well, you know, they really weren't thinking about why. They just, you know, don't go out. I think there was something that happened that helped them realize that they needed to stay at home. Well, that saved a lot of lives. One man died as a result of that. Now, if they had known, not only do you stay in your home, but if you have a second story, go to that, because gas is heavy and it's hugging the ground more, then, you know, there would have been a few less medical problems. But lives were saved by simply just getting people into their homes. When you're dealing with fallout, you know, if we could just even get people into their homes and say, you're in there for 3 days, you know, or longer, stay in there, you know, that the potential for survival goes up substantially. Food, water, that increases, knowing how to filter the air so that you keep radioactive particulate matter out, that all starts to increase their lives substantially. And knowing that the children need to be cared for in a special way to keep them in the central area of the house and away from the outer walls, you know, so that they're not, they're their delicate bodies are not being affected by the radiation, or at least as least as possible. All of these things are very important things, but they're very basic, very simple things. And we've put all of that in the video.
And I think you've done really a great job with it. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, give us a call. 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. But there's so many things, very simple things that people can think about. Let's imagine you have a Berkey light filter, a water filter. You should have an extra set of filters there if there was a nuclear attack. Why? Certainly you could filter the water because the radiation, most of it would be sort of beyond particulate matter that would be actually filtered out by the filters. But after a period of time, you'd want to replace them with fresh filters, so that you could continue getting fresh water, but you wouldn't want to have filters that were overloaded with radiation either. A very simple thing to think about, just having an extra set of filters for your water on hand. And it's important you be able to filter your water. Maybe it would be a biological attack rather than a nuclear attack or a chemical attack. And certainly you'd probably be able to get most of the significant things out with a water filter, because you've got to have water to live. And realize it is up to you there. Believe me, the last thing you want to do is get into your car and drive frantically to where? Well, pretty soon, there's not going to be any gasoline. I mean, you're going to be bumper to bumper on the freeway, cars out of gas, people frantic. Make your plans. In all probability, you stay where you are and you're prepared to look after yourself. If you get the video, you can show it to your neighbors. Get them thinking along these lines. We are on the brink, I fear, of a war with the Islamic world. I'm being intensely promoted as part of a long-range plan to change the world. We'll be back in just a moment, and look over to your phone.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Kevin McDonald, and we're talking about what you would do if there was a cataclysmic event that threatened the stability of our nation, if there was a chemical, biological, neurological attack, if there was civilian unrest, if there were chaos in our cities, the last thing you'd want to do would be to be out and around. How do you survive in place, and how do you know what to do and what to think about? And that's really the beauty of the video and the other things we're offering. You need to think ahead of time what you would do. As somebody once said, you know, we have nothing to fear but fear. That was one of the few things that was true that Franklin Delano Roosevelt said. And, of course, fear is a terrible thing. If your fear doesn't motivate you to do something, to make preparations, and once you have begun to think through what you would do and made preparations for it, when and if this terrible thing should happen, you're not going to be fearful. You're going to know what to do, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and you're set. And you're not going to be running around fearful like most of your neighbors. And so certainly the video can be shown to your neighbors. But you were talking earlier about the response you got from the arrogant people, the elitists, in the Office of Homeland Security. Kevin, tell us a little bit more about your experience with them. Have they welcomed you and your video and your efforts to help them educate the American people?
Well, you know, it was interesting when we met with them first. It was in Florida. We were at a convention for EMS specialists, and they actually were the ones who gave us the open door to come in. And I honestly think that there are good people there who want to try to do the right thing. But they're hamstrung by policies and rules, which essentially just tie their hands, and they can't do what they really know needs to be done. There's no question that there is some great duplicity that goes on, and worse. You know, I probably shouldn't tell this story, but when my partner, who is a woman, was initially calling one of the key executives there, It was first assumed that she was one of his girlfriends, and that was disturbing. I mean, I was a little disturbed by that somebody is, you know, getting a six-figure income to live a life, you know, to do a job, and they're using their position, you know, for something totally inappropriate. And I think that it hit me that they just are not taking this serious at all, at least most of them. In the 4 months that we were dealing with them, they had 3 shakeups. We were constantly being shifted off to somebody new because there was always a turnover of people. Most of the people that we saw in there were so caught up with, you know, power and position that we were a novelty to them, only, you know, hoping that we would probably help to elevate them in their position and power. And that was a little disturbing. It wasn't right. The thing that disturbed me was the fact that you have attorneys who are heading up these executive positions who have no experience or knowledge in these areas. They have no background in emergency management. And they're essentially there to be the administrator, but they lack the experience and knowledge they need to do the job appropriately. And you know, the fellow who was responsible for national preparedness resigned several months ago, or it's maybe been about 3-4 months ago, and he has never been replaced. I mean, this is not a working machine. It's a, quite frankly, it reminds me of a Keystone Cop movie. They're just falling all over themselves. They've got policies and rules that make this into a huge joke. And I was disturbed. I thought, my goodness, if these are the guys who are supposed to defend our borders, we're in trouble. You know?
And of course, even more than that, they're supposed to be making plans to help the American people in case of an emergency. And what are those plans? And what have they really done? Well, of course, they've invested billions of dollars in Tamiflu, which doesn't really work for the non-existent bird flu epidemic, and The only reason we'd ever have an epidemic is if they re-engineer the virus, which they're trying to do so it'll go person to person. But, of course, Tamiflu is very, very good for Donald Rumsfeld, whose company he used to work for, created this drug. And I wonder if maybe that's the reason for all the publicity. And countries throughout the world are laying in Tamiflu, which actually has killed a number of people, just the medicine itself. We don't know it saved any lives, but it's sure been good for Donald Rumsfeld. Don't you notice he's always smiling? Anyway, of course, I think it's so important people understand you can't rely on the government. A lot of people say, what's the government going to do? And I will tell you, I've been to meetings with people from FEMA, and they'll tell you, we have no plans for the public. But they do have plans for the elite. I mean, they've got underground shelters for the people in key positions all across America. But you'll never know where they are.
In fact,
you certainly wouldn't get into them. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, you know, in fact, there's a factor here that you know, I'll tell you, I know one of the major suppliers who is providing food for the government. And he's not putting food together for the public. He's putting food together for these officials.
Sure.
And they're buying the long-term shelf life food storage items that they need to take care of them. You know, they're doing the serious things because they know that they have to. And but you know, I hear from him, you know, there's not a whole lot of food that's being put away for the public. That's, you know, it comes down to us. We have to take care of ourselves.
Amen to that. And you really need to think about this, and you need to think about it now, not in the future. And because we don't know when these things are coming down. We do know, however, that plans are being made sometime before the Bush administration ends. Or stand the war with the Islamic world, and once we're into it, why, they'll say, kick it out now, we're in this, we have our honor to protect. Well, thank you so much, Kevin. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Dan.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Here at the American Freedom Network, we think this is an important issue, which is why we've started carrying the video, Sheltering in Place. We think that you need to start thinking now about what would happen if there were a nuclear attack? And there's a book that was actually written at the behest of the Department of Defense. You can pull it down on off the internet. It's called Nuclear War Survival Skills, but you would actually purchase it. It's you know, through us, it's probably about the same cost. It caused you to pull it down and print it out. And of course, it tells you how to build a nuclear detector, a radiation detector. We have little kits, inexpensive, only cost $10. For the kit's got everything in it you need, but the tin can, an aluminum can of some sort. And you say, how could you have a radiation meter that would work, you know, made out of a tin can? Well, you can. It's not a toy. This is actually put together by experts. If you want to get an expensive radiation meter and nuclear, fine. And we actually have those for ourselves. But we also think it's important people know how to do this, and all the instructions are there. The kit's $10. You need to get the book with it, though, so you'll have the instructions on how to build it. Put it out by the Department of Defense first in 1979. But this is the sort of thing the Office of Homeland Security isn't going to tell you about, because they have a different agenda. That's why they've specifically not developed the medicines for radiation illness. The book, Surviving Nuclear Warfare. We have Nuclear War Survival Skills. And then we carry the book, Making the Best of Basics. Just what do you do if all you've got is wheat and a few other things to live on to sustain yourself? And, of course, we will be putting together a four-tape set on this subject in the very near future, as soon as we have our interview with Wayne LeBaron, and that'll be next week. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Stop and think about it. Do you care about your family? Have you thought through what would happen if suddenly you went and you turned on the water and there wasn't any water? Remember, that's what we did to the people of Iraq. Oh, we fired the people who were in charge of providing water to the people of Iraq, and maybe they get water an hour a day, and maybe they don't. There's no electricity, there's no water, there's no sewage. That's all a direct part of American foreign policy, because when we went in, we fired everybody who was responsible for making the country run, along with the police and the military. We created the crisis that's there today. And people say, oh, we've got to stay there and fix this. I mean, we broke it, we've got to fix it. Well, we never intended to fix it. The people in Washington, D.C. wanted to make sure you'd have chaos. How else could you justify keeping your people there until we plunged ourselves into a war with the Muslim world? The clash of civilizations that Council on Foreign Relations member Samuel Huntington wrote about in his classic book. You should read it. And he warns against it, but of course the people he is associated with are intent upon bringing about. After all, war is a very effective means of changing the world, isn't it? And every time we have a world where we lose more freedom, and as our boys are sent overseas to fight for freedom, we lose it here at home. And certainly the war in Iraq is a great diversion, so we aren't seeing how we're losing our freedom here at home. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.